Came across this headline the other day. Ex-cybersecurity staffers charged with hacking. That caught my interest. The fact that there's a Chicago-based company as part of this story, too, makes it all the more interesting for all of you. Jake Bleiberg joins us right now. He wrote it for Bloomberg. Jake, welcome to WGN in Chicago.
Thanks for having me.
This story caught my eye because it's essentially people that were paid by a company to protect companies, ultimately, allegedly, doing something nefarious to companies in the cybersecurity world. Can we just start with some like basic definitions? What is a ransomware attack?
It's a good question, and it's something that has sort of evolved over time. The basic idea is it is somebody outside of your organization, whether that's a company or a local government or what have you, breaking into your computer system and either locking up your computers, encrypting your data, or stealing sensitive information from you, and then whichever one of those things they've done, sort of threatening to derail your business or derail your agency unless you pay them money. It is at base, an extortion.
And they're obviously happening a lot more these days, right? I mean, I don't think we go more than a couple of weeks without hearing about a hospital or any old company getting a ransomware attack that these companies end up paying sometimes millions of dollars to get their data or get their stuff secure again.
That's exactly right. It's in recent years really become a huge criminal industry to hack into the computer systems of different organizations and demand these ransom payments. The demands can be in the tens of millions of dollars, and the estimates of sort of the global losses from this type of attack is sometimes thought to be billions of dollars annually.
I've often thought that these attackers are usually not in the United States of America, that the bad actors are Russian or they're maybe Chinese hackers. And I'm sure there's a lot of truth to that. But as in this case, we've seen allegedly, they were right out of the United States of America. Is that uncommon, or do we usually see ransomware attacks are from other countries?
They often are from other countries, although it's not unheard of by any measure for hackers to be based in the U.S., and, you know, that does happen. The reason they're often in other countries is because Russia in particular tends not to prosecute people for hacking crimes in the United States or elsewhere outside of Russia, and they are over there outside the reach of U.S. law enforcement. There are other sort of criminal hackers in the United States. This is not the first time we've heard such allegations or even seen people convicted of hacking crimes here. But doing your crime in the U.S., if you're based in the U.S., of course, puts you at risk for potential prosecution, which is what we saw in this case.
And this case involves ex-cybersecurity staffers. So essentially, people that worked for companies that tried to prevent or protect the companies from this very attack were the culprits in this case, huh?
Those are the allegations. You know, of course, these people haven't been convicted of anything. But what the government is basically alleging here is that there are this whole ecosystem of companies that have sprung up to protect businesses and governments from attacks and to help them deal with a ransomware attack if it happens. So what the prosecutors claim is that three people who worked for this type of company, let's basically say they're ransomware firefighters, were in this case actually carrying out their own attacks, were allegedly the ones with the matches and the gasoline.
Now, were they allegedly carrying out the attacks against the companies that they were working for or the companies they were contracted to work for? Or were they using the knowledge as cybersecurity staffers to allegedly commit these ransomware attacks against other companies?
It's a really good question, and it's not actually clear yet exactly why the people accused of these crimes picked the targets they picked. But what we do know is that they worked for two types of companies. One of them worked for a cybersecurity incident response company. So that's the folks who come in and help you fix the problem if you get attacked, unlock your computer systems. And the other worked for a company based there in Chicago, Digital Mint, that does that type of incident response work, but also facilitates payments in cryptocurrency, which is, of course, a lot of the time how these criminal hackers want to be paid, in untraceable digital currency.
So they were charged with working together to hack five businesses starting in May in 2023 for a lot of money, right?
That's right. They were demanding millions of dollars in payment from these five businesses. It's unclear from the court records just what happened with all of those demands, but we know in at least one instance, a medical device company based in Tampa, Florida, actually paid nearly $1.3 million in ransom, according to the prosecutors.
Wow. Now, do you, just in your knowledge of covering this, is this common? Have you heard of other cases where someone who works in the cybersecurity space would, in fact, be a hacker behind the scenes, allegedly in this case? I guess it kind of makes sense. If you know how to do this, that you're likely in the cybersecurity world anyways, and you start to think, I imagine, I'm just really being hypothetical here, that, hey, I could figure this out on the other side of things.
It does make a sort of sense, and for exactly that reason, there have long been concerns with it in the industry about this, sort of whispers that there could be abuse in this space, but it is extremely uncommon, and I can't think of another instance where we actually had a series of people, three people, who were working for cybersecurity companies, and according to the prosecutors, also carrying out their own cyber attacks. I think it is important to say at this point that one of these people, you know, charged with crimes, has pleaded not guilty. The other, as far as we can tell, hasn't entered a plea. And the third person wasn't actually charged with a crime, suggesting perhaps they've been a cooperating witness for the government.
We'll have to track this as it goes on through. And if people still are confused, it's exactly what we're talking about. If you've ever worked for a company and they try and get you to click on a phishing link that you're not supposed to, and you get brought into the boss's office to not do that again, that's what this is all about, right, Jake? Because that happened to me twice.
That's exactly right. A lot of these hacks in that can really cause a lot of damage to companies start with a simple email or clicking on a link in a text message that you ought not to.
Jake Bleiberg from Bloomberg, thanks for breaking this down for us. I hope you come back again and update us on this case and others, okay?
Thanks for having me.
News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.